Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. That's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, you kind of figure when these two teams meet with the kind of starting pitching these two ball clubs throw out there, a mistake here or there, one bad pitch here or there, and that may be the way it goes all series, Terry.
Yeah, it was two pretty well-pitched games. You know, we had the Lindor home run, and we made it hold up for seven innings. And, you know, then they tied it. But we're still, you know, we're still okay. And then Klubs ran the count to 3-2, tried to go away with a fastball to Forsyth, and it ran back over the plate and was up, and he had a whole, did what he's supposed to. And, you know, ends up being a tough loss. We bring in Cody, and the reason we had Cody up in the eighth was he hadn't pitched in a week, and we needed to pitch him. So rather than wait for what may be the ninth or not, we had a lefty on deck in Morrison that he was going to face. And it just – so we brought him in anyway to knock the rust off, because I think even though he gave up a home run last night, the fact that he threw 10 pitches last night will help him tonight.
But I thought the real story, even though you lost, was Corey Kluber sure had great feel for his curveball last night. That at times looked like, well, how does anybody hit this guy the way he was pitching?
Well, and I think you're seeing, you know, it was indoors, and it was probably the first time since spring training where, you know, guys have a real good feel for the ball. And he can manipulate the ball so well. And then you see as he gets confident, you know, there's late movement. And he is hard to hit. I mean, my goodness. you know, but so is their guy. You know, he's got such a talking about Matt Moore, just such easy velocity. You know, some guys out there look like they're just grunting and groaning, and he has that easy delivery, and then you look, it's 93, 95, and it's kind of riding up in the zone, and it looks even harder than that to the hitters.
How about Frankie Lindor? People always like to talk about sophomore jinx and whatnot. Well, sometimes it's more or less the league makes an adjustment, and maybe your guy isn't good enough to make an adjustment. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot phasing this young man.
You know, Hammy, I think you make a really good point about making adjustments. And I thought last year we saw Frankie kind of make his adjustment to the league as opposed to the other way around. And whether he gets off to a great start or not, he's a good player. And we're excited about him. I mean, you're right. There's not much that phases him. He genuinely enjoys competing. And he's a smart kid, and it's fun to watch him because he's going to do some pretty special things.
Hey, Terry, any update on Lonnie Chisenhall and Michael Brantley? I know they both played last night, correct?
Yeah, they did. Michael played, got two at-bats and played left field and did well. I think he hit a double, but felt good. That's the good news. We're going to go every other day for probably a week just to – And on the days he's not playing, there'll be days when he takes BP in the cage. There'll be days when he has maybe just, you know, doing some of his workouts and things like that. And then we'll move on in his progression from there. Lonnie, we're just trying to get Lonnie to a point where, you know, between weather and him not playing for 10 days, he just needs some at-bats. And when Lonnie's to the point where he can help us, we'll get him back here because, you know, we just got to get him some reps. And also, you know, he didn't have a great spring. He was kind of, you could tell, he was starting to worry about his swing a little bit. So hopefully these at-bats will be beneficial to him. And then when we get him back, he can help us.
So it sounds like Lonnie's obviously closer than Michael. Is it wishful thinking to think you could get Michael back sometime during the homestand?
You know, Hammy, that might be a little quick. And again, rather than try to put too many time frames on him because he's been such a diligent worker, I think we just need to let this thing play itself out. And when the medical staff and Michael say he's ready, I guarantee you he won't be here 1 minute later because we want him back, but we want to give him a chance to be healthy.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's your Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Rays coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.